flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nick Harris covers the Cowboys for the Star Telegram, and he's set to join us here in the G-Bag Nation on a Football Friday. We'll get you the Woolly Billy Top 10 list of the day coming up here in a few minutes. Segment brought to you by Cards for Kids. Donate today, cardsforkids.org. Also brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214-333-3333. With Frankel & Frankel, there is never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Frankel & Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. And now, courtesy of the D&M Leasing Hotline, we welcome in Nick Harris of the Star Telegram. Nick, happy Friday to you, my friend. I'm sure you've just been just working your tail off. I mean, we've seen it. We've seen the reporting. Proof's in the pudding. What's the hottest, latest thing you got for us right now?
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. It's definitely been a long week. I think the fatigue is starting to settle in with just about everybody, not only reporters, but people even in the building. And the latest is that there's not really any latest. It's just kind of a holding period. They have all the chips in front of them. It's just basically on how they want to deal them. They know what Brian Schottenheimer brings to the table. He's the leading candidate by far at this point, but the longer this drags on, the more you start to question that.
Nick, what are really the selling points for a Brian Schottenheimer for a fan base that seems very underwhelmed by that hire?
I don't necessarily have a selling point for the fan base. I probably wouldn't be the one to speak on that, but I think the idea is that it brings offensive consistency from the past couple of years, but it's the consistent points that, you know, some offensive personnel feel could actually translate into more success than they had in 2024. Now, granted, Mike McCarthy had a heavy influence on these last couple of years. He was the main play caller. He was the one that built the offense. This would be more of an idea of Brian Schottenheimer and Dak Prescott taking pieces from those offenses and kind of building their own structure and what that would look like in 2025. There's a lot of player support for Brian Schottenheimer. He is a player's coach. He's very when it comes to culture building, I think this is probably going to be a really strong hire from that perspective. But I think the question that everybody would have to ask is, okay, he's been a coordinator this long. He's been an assistant in the league this long, over 20 years. Why hasn't the head coach opportunity come? And I'm sure that's what the 2 days of interviews were for, were to, you know, evaluate Schottenheimer in that sense and maybe come to an answer to that question and then try to ask, okay, is he ready for that opportunity now with the pieces that are in place? And as it seems, there's enough support in the front office, in the building, to where it seems likely that Schottenheimer will be the head coach. It's just a matter of when at this point. I think you guys are probably as surprised as I am that it hasn't happened yet.
Nick, a really fine job of all the things. And, you know, I mean, listen, it takes some courage to stand out there and say, hey, this is what I'm hearing, and go with it the way you have. And like I said, be honest with you, I was cheering for you, man. I really, really was. And I hope it's still your fine reporter. You really are. I wanted to ask you, though, if this thing does go longer, and I'm asking you just to speculate, if it does go longer, could we see Deion Sanders come back into the picture here?
Yeah, Deion's an interesting one. I actually spoke with somebody in Boulder today just to kind of gauge the temperature there. That person actually called me and was asking me for the latest, and I was like, I don't have anything for you. I was hoping you did. Yeah. So I think there's some questions from, I think, parents of players in Boulder of, hey, we would love if Deion came out and said, I am not taking the Dallas Cowboys job. Yeah. But I think it would still be a major surprise to all of us that have been on this coaching search and, you know, getting into the nitty gritty if Deion becomes a major contender out of nowhere. Now, granted, his sons, Shador and Shiloh, they are already in Dallas interviewing with teams for the Shrine Bowl for this next week. It's not immediately apparent if Deion will be in attendance for any of the practices or even the game next Thursday. But you would have to think that there could be an opportunity to speak with Deion if it drags out that long. and he actually does end up coming for the game or for one of the practices this week. So it's definitely something to keep an eye on. I think it would be interesting timing-wise if we're still, you know, we get to Tuesday, Wednesday, there's still no news, and maybe Deion makes an appearance in DFW. I think that's when we start to check the temperature on those things. But as of right now, I would say the temperature is still cool.
Nick Harris, Forward Star Telegram, with us here in the G-Bag Nation. Another one could they circle back to would be Mike McCarthy. Yeah. And I know that seems crazy. Brian brought this up yesterday, but then you had Ed Werder, who also went ahead and tweeted, I wonder if there's ever, you know, a possibility of re-engaging discussions, extending their partnership rather than either making a change. And you actually brought up the Greg Berhalter situation with U.S. Soccer. I mean, is that too crazy to think of? Like, maybe you do circle back and have a talk with Mike McCarthy if the Saints gig doesn't happen for him?
Man, at this point, I couldn't tell you, Zach. I think with the Saints gig, though, you look at it and you see the guys that they have brought in for second interviews, it doesn't necessarily see that McCarthy is deep in the mix there, and obviously that's the only other opening at this juncture. You would have to wonder, okay, how bad did they leave? How bad did they leave each other last Monday? And I don't think anyone really knows the answer to that question. You know, it was a situation where they talked for many, many days. Mm-hmm. There's still respect between those two guys. And I think
so. It's a new year, 2025. And you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen. And here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
They showed that in the way that they did split ways because, you know, you look at the statement that Jerry Jones put out and saying that, you know, they had a lot of respect for McCarthy and they continued to support him all the way up through the end of the season when, you know, at a certain point in the year, we were all writing him off. I think there's enough respect there to, you know, if a phone call was made, this is just me theorizing that if a phone call was made to answer, but I can't put myself into that thinking at this point with all the Schottenheimer schemes.
Well, what if I told you this, Nick, that I knew that if in fact that the Joneses were to make a better offer, then you would probably get consideration of maybe being reunited. I think the offer turned these guys off. What if the Joneses said, okay, listen, instead of the 2-year deal, we'll give you the 3. This is probably shot. I mean, we're just talking right now. We're doing radio. But I think they walked away with a lack of respect is where I think McCarthy's camp is here.
Yeah, because there wasn't a whole lot of clarity towards the end there, you know, and I think maybe more clarity and a little bit more of a compromise from both sides would be able to mend those fences, but that's something that they would both have to be willing to cross. And, you know, I can't factor in egos or anything like that because I don't necessarily know the egos of those people behind closed doors. But what I can say is it would definitely have to be some compromise between both sides based on how they did leave things last Monday. But again, all theorizing and going back to the Greg Berhalter U.S. soccer situation, it took them 3-4 months before they came back to sit down together. So maybe after draft, we could start talking about McCarthy coming back.
There we go. I like it. All right, Nick Harris with us here on The Fan. If it ends up being Schottenheimer as the head coach, who do you think has been the loudest voice other than the players, Dak, whatever? Who in the front office do you think has been the loudest voice for him? Would this be Jerry winning or would this be Steven and company?
Yeah, I don't think necessarily a loud voice per se. It's just more so the support that he's had from players has definitely been something that they've valued a lot. Now, there is a feeling that, you know, there is a lot of support from the front office into Schottenheimer, whether that be Steven Jones or some other executives. And, you know, this decision is ultimately in the hands of Jerry and where he decides to take it from here. But there is enough support in that front office to make the hire as soon as now. It's just a matter of when.
I wonder, in your thoughts, I don't know if you have any inside information on this, Nick, and even if you have maybe just something to throw out there, but what would the staff possibly look like? Like, who maybe could come back from the previous regime? Lunda Wells, I know Al Harris, we haven't heard anything about. I think Robert Prince is interviewing for the receivers coaching job in Miami.
He just got it.
Okay, so he just got it. Boom, there you go. And any ideas of what a Schottenheimer staff could potentially look like if he gets the job?
Yeah, I'm starting with the pieces that I know they will have to replace, and the special teams unit is almost going to have a complete overhaul. John Fossil taking a lot of his guys to Tennessee after taking the Titans special teams job. So that's going to be a big overhaul as far as looking outside the box for guys. As far as inside the box, I know there's a lot of support for Lunda Wells. He was the tight ends coach these past few years. Players love him. They like what they've gotten out of Lunda Wells. He's been an offensive line coach in his past career. You would almost wonder if Jason Witten becomes a reality for tight ends coach. Do they move Lunda Wells over to offensive line? Do they maybe move into an inside receivers role? How does that exactly look for a guy like that? I think on the defensive side of the ball, we talked about a couple of guys. I believe it was on the show last week talking about defensive line coach Jeff Scanina and then assistant defensive line coach Greg Ellis. Both of those guys, they felt like they got a lot out of last year, even despite the injuries that they had suffered up front, especially in the pass rush department around the ends, which was Greg Ellis's department. And then the improvement that they got from not only Mozzie Smith, but Osa Odighizuwa as well, which is more Scanina's expertise right there in the interior. He was an interior defensive lineman for 15 years in the league. I think in the secondary, Al Harris, I'm not expecting to be back on the staff at this juncture. If you're looking for a potential replacement in the secondary, you can look at a couple of guys that are already on staff. Cannon Matthews, who elevated into a position coach role last year behind Al Harris. You can probably look at him to make another elevation there. And then a guy also, a young staffer that this front office has enjoyed, that the players have enjoyed, is Christian Garcia. I think that's another guy that could into the secondary coaching unit. But there's still a lot to shake out, guys. And first off, they have to make this head coaching hire. But if they are already building a staff behind the scenes, as your guys, as Sean Sharif reported earlier, then I would have to assume it starts with those couple of names.
Old Scoops Sharif, man, been in his bag this week. What about the Witten stuff? What do you think he comes into play here?
Yeah, that was fascinating because a lot of buzz around there has been kept quiet now over the course of the past week, and we don't know if that's because there's not any legs to it or if it's because they want to keep it quiet, but we'll see as time goes on. That's going to be one I am I'll be keeping a close eye on that. How about that?
I love it, as will we. Nick Harris, Fort Worth Star-Telegram, you're a beast. We appreciate the time, man. Have a great weekend.
I appreciate it, fellas. Thank you for everything. Y'all have a good one.
Thanks, yes, sir. Risky.